The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm joined in studio now by Henry McKean, and he's been looking at Friends actress Courtney Cox. What's she up to now?
Well, Mandy, look, great to be here. So Courtney Cox, obviously, huge star. She spoke to her Instagram followers, all 15 million of them. Basically, she was doing a workout. She was sharing, you know, turning 60, how it feels to be 60 years of age and trying to be young. She's in her home gym. She's lifting weights. But then in the video, she climbs out of a freezer. And she just looks surprised, and she says, "What? It's chirotherapy." And she talks a little bit about this, and she jokes about it, and basically, it's going into freezing cold temperatures to try and cheat the age process. So here on News Talk, you and the team had this idea that I would try it. So I went down to South William Clinic in Dublin. They specialise in the treatment. And I got to meet Joseph Blanco, originally from Venezuela. He's been here 11 years. And we get into this special machine, minus 150 degrees Celsius. This is what happens.
So this is a cryotherapy machine. So where we expose the body to minus 150 degrees Celsius in no more than 3 minutes. And then what happened when you do that? So we expose the body, and then we ask the body to generate new cells. Then new cells are in the body to help the body to recover. The blood will go deeper into your muscles, and you generate anti-inflammatory proteins. These anti-inflammatory proteins will target any inflammation that your body has. And then inflammation in your body, it manifests in different ways. One of the more typical ones is in the muscular pain. So when your muscles are in pain, it's more likely to be inflammation. And that's where cryotherapy, it plays an absolutely fantastic role. So you...
There we go. The alarm's going off. We're ready to go.
There we go.
I'm going to get in. Here we go. You've got to press the button there. I can feel the cold. Here we are, right, whenever we're ready.
So then, here we go. Just mind your step there coming in. Ooh. Just jump into the machine.
Get in here?
Yes.
Okay.
I raise you up.
Oh, it's cold. I stay in here. I just stay in this
really
unusual looking machine that you stand in, and it's got pads, my head sticking out the top. Woo! Do I take my dressing gown off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm taking it off now.
Wow, Henry, I've seen this on Netflix on a couple of shows, and we have to clarify, when we did start talking about it, you insisted on going down. A few of us did offer now.
To be honest with you, I wasn't even aware of this treatment, even though, it's the thing. It's all the talk online today. I was totally shocked when you asked me.
And when you got into it, it sounds painful.
Well, I mean, I had to wear gloves, ski gloves, and I had to wear big, thick socks and sandals and the dressing gown. And I had to keep the gloves on and the socks on, but I was supposed to take off the dressing gown. It was very, very cold, like proper freezing, colder than
worse
jumping
than
into the ice.
Worse than that day you went out with the skinny dippers and tried the seas. Worse than that, far worse than
that.
Well,
you know I have a no nudity clause, but yes. Colder than that. Definitely colder than that, for sure. But we do speak to other people in this.
Yeah, so who else did you talk to when you were down there?
Yeah, I got to speak to Liz Dwyer. She's co-founder of Future Beauty and Health Show and co-host of the Fess Up podcast on the Go Loud platform. And she's actually speaking to Keith Barry on her podcast tomorrow about this. Here is Liz.
So cryotherapy, it's been around for millennia. The Romans were doing this with their frigariums, and Nordics and the Scandis have always been jumping into icy rivers. And if you've ever put a bag of peas on an injury, you've also partaken in cryotherapy, whether you know it or not. The biohacking community and the elite sports community have obviously brought it to our attention at the moment, with everybody with access to these, you know, very sci-fi looking cryo chambers, and obviously the Wim Hof movement and everyone jumping into ice cold baths. The idea is that this exposure to, you know, these extreme temperatures is going to produce endorphins. It decreases inflammation. It sends blood rushing to your skin cells, your hair cells. It just gets your whole body kind of reignited and reactivated. For every study saying it makes you last another 10 years, there's another study poo-pooing that. So I don't really know. I think it's a very personal feeling whether you're happy to freeze your ass off or not in in pursuit of longevity. David Ospreay, who's like the king biohacker, who's going to live till 180. He lives in his cryo chamber. Kendall Jenner lives in her oxygen chamber. You know, Ronaldo swears by it. So the elites are definitely all for it. But I think for the 99% of us, maybe a cold shower will probably do the same thing. Or from a beauty point of view, I'd much rather use a kind of an ice globe or a nice cryo tool to get the cooling effect on my face. It wakes me up the exact same, and I don't have to jump into the sea and potentially get hypothermia.
Well, look, it's been around for ages. It's nothing new, according to Liz there. But who else did you meet when you were down there?
Yeah, I also got to speak to Una McGurk. She's the CEO from Solista Beauty. They offer daily and weekly cryo-powered skincare. So the idea is they're trying to replicate that freezing cold in a cream so you don't go through that same pain. Here is Una.
It has got a whole wave of knowledge and enthusiasm for it recently, as we've seen with Courtney Cox today. But why? Well, it's popular today in terms of its holistic well-being effects. People report feeling great after being exposed to cold therapy, whether it's a sea swim, whether it's using the cryo-powered skincare tool we've created, or whether it's when they have a nitrogen oxide treatment, which reduces inflammation on their skin. So it has become increasingly popular, and that wave of enthusiasm extends across both the beauty industry and in terms of the sporting industry. So you'll see a lot of soccer players and rugby players and athletes using cryotherapy as part of their healing process to enable them to accelerate the reduction of inflammation in their skin and help promote collagen and promote healing of the skin. But to understand in simple terms how it really works is when your body is exposed to cold exposure, you force your body to rev up that metabolic rate. So your whole metabolic rate is increased and you get the energy to generate heat in the body. You're essentially sending your body into fight or flight mode, and that helps promote the healing.
Well, Henry, did you speak to anybody else when you were down there?
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, cryo, it's new to me, but it has been around. We do get to actually get into the actual chamber, into the cryotherapy chamber, and feel that dry ice, feel like I'm in Top of the Pops. I'm just surrounded in that freezing coldness. Here is Joseph Blanco again from the South William Clinic.
So what we are doing now is we are exposing your whole body. The actual temperature right now is minus 105 degrees, and it will go down all the way to minus 150 degrees Celsius. There is no such a temperature on Earth. So then, and you're going to be exposed only for 3 minutes. And the reason is just to stimulate your body to generate all these anti-inflammatory proteins that will bring any inflammation down. You also release endorphins. Endorphin is the hormone that makes us happy. So
I kind of do feel a bit funny and a little bit great. I do feel pretty special in here, and I feel like I'm in an episode of Top of the Pops from the 1980s. There's dry ice everywhere, and this is basically nitrogen. This is the feeling to try and feel younger than the 45 years that I'm feeling, and for the listeners at home, it is very, 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 very cold. I can just about handle it. I'm not shivering. I suppose that's the adrenaline kicking in. Oh, wow. Well, I am chilly willy is the phrase. I mean, it is chilly willy. Everything is chilly here in this machine. What's the machine called?
So it's a cryotherapy sauna. So, and that's how they call it. So it's basically work with liquid nitrogen to make the air circulate cold around you. You have been there for 2 minutes now. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm really, really feeling it now in my toes, even where I'm wearing special ski gloves and I'm wearing big socks. I feel like I'm basically freezing my balls off, to be honest with you.
So one of the big benefits that you will have from cryotherapy is that you will feel rejuvenated. So then, and it's because of the endorphins and the new energies and the new cells circulating around your body. And you will have that feeling after for at least 9 hours of the day.
Wow, I feel really, 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 really cold. And I just lifted my toes there and I just about felt them.
Well, Henry, now, so what time did you get this done? You got it 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock today, just now.
Yeah. All right, so firstly, how long did you last in the chamber and how do you feel now?
Well, 3 minutes. I was in it for 3 minutes. I felt every 3 minutes, every second of it. And my fingers are still a little bit cold. My watch was freezing. I had to take my watch off. And I feel awake. I feel alive. Mm. I actually feel like I felt sleepy when I got into it. Mm. And then I felt really alive.
You do. You look very energized. You look great.
I don't know if I, you know, look as good as Courtney Cox, but I...
Well, does she look that good, though?
For 60, if she, I can say that. 60, she looks fantastic.
She does. Yeah.
She does look great.
But didn't
great.
She have all that stuff done to her face and it went badly wrong?
She's had work done, yeah. Yeah, I haven't a lot of these stars. I haven't had any work done yet.
No,
I've got natural collagen in my face, as in fat. But it was wonderful. And if it does cheat the aging process, I'm all for it. I have warmed up a little bit. I'm still a little bit chilly, but I've warmed up. And I got to speak to the founder of the South William Clinic. And they offer lots of treatments. And they even do specialized versions of this. Here is the founder.
Yeah, so I'm Brendan Malloy. I'm the CEO and founder at South William Clinic.
Brendan, I've just got out of the machine there. I feel like $1 million. I feel younger.
An adrenaline rush, right?
I do. It's strange. My belly's gone a bit cold, a little bit numb.
Yeah.
How is it going to help me? And what is the cryotherapy?
Yeah, so I suppose the instant effect is that you're going to feel really invigorated. We have a lot of people that come in that will be frequent flyers or, you know, that their body is aching or they're in pain. So it just gives you a nice lift and you feel really rejuvenated instantly. But then if you're doing it more kind of frequently, that's where you really start to see a more long-term effect. It improves your sleep, it improves chronic pain. Athletes, most of our clients for cryotherapy will be athletes. And they come in to rejuvenate and recover quicker than they normally would by just doing their normal training.
Well, my belly feels a bit cold. I probably lost weight. I do feel younger. Thank you very much.
No problem. Come again.
And so, Henry, he did say, Blanco said that you should feel rejuvenated for up to 9 hours after. Do you feel rejuvenated and would you do it again?
I'd do it again. I definitely think after a long haul flight or if you had a really crazy weekend and you were basically dying of a hangover, yes, definitely do it for sure.
Right. Well, listen, Henry, thank you very much for putting yourself through all that for the hard shoulder today. We very much appreciate it. That was Henry McKean.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.